5:36, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. Just a couple of hours away, there's a lake effect snow warning in effect for northwest Indiana. Ed will have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Traffic has been diverted around a building that was heavily damaged by the November 7th fire that leveled the Metropolitan Building next door. Champaign's Deputy Fire Chief Tim Wild says Neal Street's been closed between Church and Park, and the sidewalk in front of the surviving building is closed, too. He says an inspection over the weekend prompted the city to keep passersby away from an unstable north wall, even cars and trucks.
And if that wall goes, brick could go into Neal Street. And if that wall goes also, you could get a snowball effect where the east wall could potentially have things come off of it. So just for the safety, until we can get things inspected further and or shored up, we thought it was the best thing to shut down Neal Street.
Wild says crews are trying to decide as soon as possible whether to shore up the building or tear it down, but he's not sure how long the Neal Street closure will last. The city's diverting traffic to State Street a block away. Some university presidents in Illinois were among the highest paid in the country last year. That's according to an annual survey from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Tasha Flournoy reports.
The survey reports during the 2006-2007 academic year, 89 private college presidents took home more than $500,000. That's 10% more than the year before. Northwestern University President Henry Beenan earned close to $1.7 million in total compensation. University spokesman Alan Cubbage says Beenan's pay package is appropriate.
President Beenan has been here more than a decade, and the trustees obviously review his performance, review the market, see what's out there, and make a judgment on what is a fair level of compensation.
Salaries and incentives for public university presidents are climbing too, up nearly 8% last year. Among the top earners is University of Illinois President Joseph White. The survey reports he made close to $500,000. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
The Illinois Association of Realtors says third quarter home sales in the state dropped 21.2% and prices fell 8.2% overall. The declines were slightly less steep in Chicago. Only 38 of the 100 counties reporting, though, saw median home sale prices increase, including Champaign, where the median went up 4.5%, and Vermilion, where it shot up nearly 32% for the same period last year. Chicago Association of Realtors President David Hanna says the housing market remains unsettled. He adds that the industry is looking to the new administration for direction in how to resolve housing woes. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is concerned about a new casino proposal in Rosemont. Madigan several years ago linked the village's casino bid with organized crime. Mike Rhee has more.
The infamous Emerald Casino in Rosemont never was built, but now its license is up for grabs. And once again, Rosemont is one of three towns where it could land. Robin Ziegler is a spokesperson for the Attorney General.
The Attorney General has raised extensive concerns about Rosemont in the past, and as the Illinois Gaming Board scrutinizes the bids, the Attorney General expects that they will, in the most transparent way possible, fully explain to the public how they're addressing those concerns.
The developer that's interested in building a casino in Rosemont is offering the state $435 million for the license. That amount is nearly double the next highest bid. A spokesperson from the village of Rosemont could not be reached for comment. I'm Mike Reed.
If all goes according to plan, thousands of runners will be on the streets of Champaign-Urbana next April 11th for the first annual Illinois Marathon. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Promoter Mark Knutson organized the five-year-old Fargo Marathon, which attracted more than 13,000 runners last year. He told the Urbana City Council last night that Champaign-Urbana is a great location for a marathon, flat terrain and close to major cities. He says the 26.2-mile route for the Illinois Marathon will take runners around and about Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I campus.
Our goal is to send thousands of runners to this community. And again, I'm not just planning on 2009. I'm planning on 2010 and 11 and 12 and years to come.
Knutson says most runners in the Illinois Marathon will be there for the fun of it, but a few will be top-level athletes competing for money. Race director Joe Bales says they're starting small and have received just a handful of applications from elite athletes so far.
What we're looking for is more regional elite athletes than national or international. At least for this first year, our purse is not that big, but there is still prize money for both the marathon and the half marathon.
Knutson says they're currently lining up corporate sponsors for the Illinois Marathon. The roster so far includes Christie Clinic and Busey Bank. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have a pretty nice day going on here, but just a couple of hours away, it's quite a different story.
It is indeed. We have some new snowfall totals in, and so far the winner in Indiana, if you can call the most snow the winner, is a location 5.1 miles west-southwest of Valparaiso, 10 inches of snow, 5.8 miles west-southwest of Valparaiso, 9.5 inches, also 0.6 of a mile south of Porter, Indiana.